The Mishnah starts off Maseches Ksubis, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Besula Nisus Yom Raviv, Amana Yom Chamishi. The din is that a Besula is supposed to get married on Wednesday Dafka, and what's the reason for that? It's like the Mishnah Shabbamayim B'Shabbos twice a week, but the dinim Yoshim B'Ayaris, but the dinim sit to be done in Netarah, B'Yom Hashem, B'Yom Chamishi on Monday and Thursday, and we're concerned that maybe he's gonna during the Bia, he's gonna find that she's not a Besula, and we want to make sure she Mahayla Tanis Besula Mayimashkim L'Bezin. We want to make sure that he goes to Bezin when he's still angry. And it will be he'll be able to tell Bezin that his wife was possibly Mizana. So in other words, we're afraid that after the marriage, during the Biyah, the husband's going to realize that his wife is a Ba'ula, not a Basula. And there's a concern that she was Mizana Tachtav, she's an Eshesesh, she was Mizana after the Kiddushin. Now she becomes Asar on him. We want to make sure that he goes to Bezin before he calms down from his anger. And therefore we get married on Wednesday so he could go to Bezin right away the next day on Thursday. And that way he will we're not worried about him not going to Bezin. So Rashi, when he explains this, Rashi says an interesting thing. He adds a couple words which l'chara are not necessary over here. Rashi b'demamaschol b'sheni b'chamishi, he says l'kach tiknu shetinasa b'revi. For this reason, they're misakin that she should get married on Wednesday. She mahayla tanis besulim. So if he has a tanis besulim, yashim lebezim but kaiser love. He should go to bezim when he's still angry. V'im yeshal has been time yeshalach Hashem yisvayis. If there'd be time in the middle, in the interim, we're afraid that he might calm down. But tiskar daitai v'yikamenu and he would keep her. V'shema he's in sitachta. Maybe she taka was mizana. The Nesar love and she becomes also named Kidafinim in Vinisar Vinitma, that a Isha Shazinsa is a Sur Labaila, Mitech Shiova Labazin, Nisbar Hadavar, and by him going to Bezin, it will become clear what happened, Kisha Yitzah Kol, when the coal goes out, Shemayava Edom, and maybe Edom will come. So Rashi adds on that we hope will come to Bezin, and by going to Bezin, maybe Yisbar Hadavar, maybe it will be clarified what happened, because the coal will go out, people start talking about it, and maybe Edom will come. And the question is, why does Rashi need this all Arichus, that by going to Bezin, people will find out, they're going to hear, Edom will come, the coal will go out, just say, go to Bezin, Bezin will pass and she's Mizan, and they'll ask her al Baila. Why does Rashi need this all Arichus over here, these extra words, what is Rashi coming to Bavarn over here? And it's a mavur from Taisus. Taisus really speaks this out. The Rashi is coming to answer a shtaka kasha that the Rishonim asked over here. Taisus himself asks this kasha, and he says, Lefi Rashi would be miyushim. So the kasha is like this, that the whole Mishnah l'chor is tzarechim. Right? This person, let's say he finds that his wife is a ba'ula, not a basula. So the assumption is she'll become asarnim, because maybe she was mizana. So fact, Taisus, l'chor, this is a svek sveka. You have a svek sveka over here, and the woman should not become asar al baila. Because there's two svekas. Number one, even if she's a ba'ula, maybe the bia happened Eina tachtav, not tachtav. In other words, maybe the bia happened before the kiddushin, not after the kiddushin. If the bia happened before the kiddushin, that's not znos. She's a pnuya, and that won't aser her on him. And even if the bia did happen after the kiddushin, but maybe it was ba'inus, not baratzen. Maybe she was an anusa, and anusa is muteres labaila, and therefore you have a svek sveika. Maybe it was eina tachtav, and even if it was tachtav, maybe it was ba'inus. And therefore, factaisis, what is the whole issue over here by finding that his wife is a ba'ula, l'chari, the din of svek sveika should tell me that it's mutter. And Taisi says, because of this kashi, he says in Echanami, he says in a regular case, she would not become asura because you have a svek sveka. But there are two cases in which a woman would become asura. That is number one, a eshes kayin. If she's a eshes kayin, she'll become asura labaila because an eshes kayin has a sura afilu ba'ainis. And number two, if she's pchusim v'ashalosh, if she's younger than three, then that takes away the suffix of being eina tachtav, because if the bia happened before the kiddushin, if it was makabel kiddushin before she was three, then the basilim would grow back, so that eliminates that suffix. So in these two cases of both eshes kayin and pchusim v'asholosh, there's only one suffix, and that's the case where she would become asura. And even though by all other women there's no need to get married, b'yom raviv, b'zok taisis, it's a loy plug. Chacham made a loy plug, and because of these two women, they made it that all women have to get married b'yom raviv, even though it's not negiah to them, because they'll be mutter midin svek sveka. That obviously is a daichik to say that the Mishnah's the whole din is because of a loy pluk. But like Taisus, Rashi's coming to answer this kasha. That's how Rashi adds this whole arichas. Rashi's saying in a chinami, really, there's a svek sveka, and we don't have a right to ask her because al pi din, al pi svek sveka, she is muteris. But maybe by going to Bezin, people will hear about it, they're going to talk about it, and then Edom will come. Maybe there are Edom that know that she's a zana baratzen, and that way we'll be able to be mavar the taka, she's a sur labaila, and we can be mafish or labaila. And that's how Rashi adds a whole shekel tire over here to answer Taisus's kasha, and the kasha of Rishonim, why svek sveka won't help over here, because we're hoping to be mevarit, and that way there'll be no issue, we'll know for sure that she was mezana beratzin. Now, why does Taisus not say this? L'chara, Taisus understood that you're right, you do have, if you would be mevarit, then you could know that she was mezana beratzin, but Taisus said, you don't have to be mevarit. At the end of the day, you have a svek sveka, file the svek sveka, and that tells me that she's mutaris, there's no need to be mevarit, and that would not be enough of reason to go to Bezin. Rashi L'chara is chelik on that, and Rashi holds that even though you have a svek sveka over here, but a svek sveka is only mutter in a case where you can't be mevar, but if you have the ability to be mevar the suffix, then b'chiyah gavna, svek sveka is going to be aser. The Torah is never mata svek sveka b'chiyah gavna. And the Chasam Sefer brings down that this is really a machlekes by the Kanmainim. What is then of a svek sveka when it's efshul of ruri? Is a svek sveka mutter even in a case when you could be mevaret? Some achrenim hold that it is mutter, even though it's efshul of ruri. Some achrenim hold that it's not. The being that you could be mevaret, the Torah is never matter b'chiyai gavna, and that's how he learns. That's a machlekes Rashi and Taisvis, whether svek sveka is mutter when you could be mevaret or not. Rashi held that it's aser if you could be mevaret, and therefore you have to go to Bazin to cause the beer to happen. We're not going to rely on the svek sveka, but Taisvis held that svek sveka is mutter, even though you could be mevaret, so that would not be a reason to go to Bazin. And that's why Taisvis has to come on to the din of loy plug, that even though by most women it's not negiah to go to Bazin because she's anyways mitaris, but also loy plug because of Eshes Kain and Plus and Baz Gimel, for that reason they're misakin that all women have to get married by Yom HaRevi.